and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Good morning. This is Pastor Tim of isawthelightministries.com. Today I would like to share with you my testimony of the miracle that God worked to bring me onto the radio. How did I get on the radio in the first place? Well, it started back in around 2008. I had went to a crusade where God healed my arm and delivered me from cigarettes. And that particular evangelist said that if anybody wanted to go on the TV, if God had given them something and they wanted to share it, to let him know. So I contacted him, and he responded back to me, and he said that he felt like that God wanted me to go on the radio first before TV, and that is how he started out, was on the radio first, and that he would pray that if that was God's will, he would open up the door for the radio. And so he prayed that, and I prayed for that. I did not contact any radio station, and he didn't either. We did not contact any radio station. We did not look online. We did not write or call any radio station. We simply prayed. And then, one day, I received an invitation from a radio corporation that had many different radio stations across the United States in 2008, and they asked me to go on the radio. They had found where I was at the time already doing an internet broadcast, and they offered me to go on the radio rather than just the internet. I accepted that invitation. And I went on the radio in 2008 in Asheville, North Carolina, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Greenville, South Carolina, where God had healed my arm and delivered me of cigarettes, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Omaha, Nebraska, and two cities in Pennsylvania. Well, that lasted a few months. It was very, very expensive, and my finances were very exhausted, and I was really, really struggling. And so I canceled the contract. Then eventually, one year later, I prayed again that if Jesus wanted me to go back on the radio to make a way, Jesus had been showing me that he was calling me to be a prophet to Detroit. Not that I was to go there in person, or at least not yet, but that I was to warn them and point them to repentance and to Christ Jesus. So eventually I prayed that if Jesus wanted me to go on the radio in Detroit to make a way. So then I received the invitation from a radio broadcasting company to go on the radio in specifically in Detroit. Again, I did not look for any station or any way of going on the air. They contacted me after I had prayed for that specific location. And I was on the radio in Detroit on 1440 AM radio station for over a year back then. During that time, I also received an invitation from a radio corporation in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I accepted. They told me that they had sent all my broadcasts, including this gospel of the kingdom, not only on the radio in North Carolina, but also through satellite radio in many nations across the world, including in Africa, Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. And I did that for several months in addition to Detroit. Then eventually, I discontinued all of the radio broadcasts but continued the internet program. And then eventually, I prayed if God wanted me to go back on the radio to open the door, but at this time, please give me a whole hour. All of the other previous broadcasts had only been for 15 minutes each week, and they were all very expensive. So this time I asked God specifically, please give me an entire hour, 60 minutes, not just 15 minutes, but 60 minutes for free. Yes, I was very bold in my request, knowing that God is God Almighty and nothing is impossible with Him. Give me 60 minutes on the radio for free. And again, I did not look for any radio station. I only simply said a prayer. Then Jesus led me to a man, and he offered me to go on the radio for 60 minutes every week for free. And so I accepted and was on for several months. In fact, eventually the broadcast expanded to 2 hours every week for free. Then the radio station eventually went out of business. Then in 2015, I received an invitation to go back on the air in Detroit on 1440 AM. They had asked me several times over the years, but that time I could not refuse, considering the urgency of the hour and time that we live in now, and considering the recent gay ruling of the stupid court in Washington, D.C. I also received an invitation to go on the air in Cincinnati. And since Jesus had proclaimed the same judgment for Ohio as he had for Michigan, I cannot turn down the invitation. If there was ever a time to make a stand or to proclaim God's word, it is now. So then, as of July of 2015, I have been back on the radio in Detroit and in Cincinnati ever since July of 2015. And so that is why you are listening to this gospel of the kingdom here on this radio station. Amen. And I want you to know that if you miss any of the broadcasts, if you have the internet, you can go to the ministry website at isawthelightministries.com and you can listen to this broadcast again. So if you have missed last week's broadcast, or maybe the week before that, if you missed any of the broadcasts, you can go on the ministry website, the ministry website, and listen to the previous broadcasts all the way back to July of last year. And we're on every week for only 15 minutes on this station. It's all I can afford right now, but as long as I get Jesus' name out there, it doesn't take long. As long as I'm proclaiming what God wants me to say, then it will be effective if the people will open their ears to receive the word of God. I pray that your ears are open. I pray that you're willing to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today. Amen. Praise God. I praise God for this radio station and for this opportunity to share with you my testimony of what God has done, to tell you about Jesus Christ, and to point you to the scriptures and to Jesus himself. And I'd like for you to know that if there's anything on the website that you would like to have a copy of, maybe you don't have a printer to where you can print it out yourself to share it with your family and friends, just contact me through the website and I'll be glad to send you a printed copy of any of the articles on the website. So if there's something that you want to share with your family or friends, please email me and let me know exactly what article you would like for me to print out for you, and I'll be glad to mail that to you for free. I also have a free Bible that you can ask for. It's called the Alpha and Omega Bible. It is a translation that I did of the book of Genesis, Exodus, Micah, John, 1, 2, and 3 John, and the book of Revelation. So it's not the entire Bible, it's just those specific books of the Bible. And I translated them out of the Greek Septuagint and the Codex Vaticanus and the other ancient Greek manuscripts that are available online, and using the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I know that Father God had ordained me and appointed me to do this translation. As I have been translating, He would give me the words of which word to use for that particular Greek word, how to translate it, and then later on, the next day or the same day or sometime soon thereafter, would confirm it with a major powerful miracle. So I know it is a Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost inspired translation of the Holy Scriptures. I have tried my best to remain truthful to what the actual translation is. And it is a study Bible, which means I have also added my notes of what the Scriptures mean to give you the edification. And it is large print. And I have put the words of God, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, in bold letters. So you know how they have the red letter New Testaments? I've never seen a red letter Old Testament, have you? So what I decided to do was put the words of God, whenever God is speaking, whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, either one, to put it in bold letters. Now, in the full color copy, it's in red in both Old and New Testament. And you can buy the full color copy on Amazon. But I'm not trying to sell you a book today or a Bible translation today. But I like to give you a free black and white copy. And you don't even have to pay any postage or shipping. I'm not here for the money. And I don't live in mansions. I don't drive a fancy car. In fact, I drive a 1991 Buick. And I live in a back room of the ministry building. And so I'm just a very poor guy living in the mountains of Tennessee who God has called to deliver His word to the people in Cincinnati and in Detroit and across the world. And you can download the Alpha and Omega Bible for free. If you have the internet, you can download this translation for free. But if you don't want to download it, if you want a hard copy, or maybe you don't have the internet, if you want a copy where you can make notes and underline it and highlight it, then all you got to do is write me, and I'm going to give you the address here in a second in the recording that you always hear at the end of the broadcast every week. It will give you the address to write, and just ask for your free copy of the Alpha and Omega Bible. And please allow maybe up to 2 months for me to send it to you. While I get this translation out to the people. Please be praying for this translation and for this radio broadcast, and I'll be praying for you as well. And also, send me your prayer requests. I'll be glad to pray for you in Jesus' name. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.